Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Value of Feedback and Criticism. I have made it a priority throughout my 29-year career to seek feedback from people who can help me improve on a personal and professional level. By being open to corrective criticism and people's suggestions, I have learned a great deal about how to achieve more in my life. I recall a particularly helpful, although humbling experience when I was a realtor in the Chicago area. After an elderly couple chose another realtor to sell their home, I called them to ask for their reason. I did this as a matter of course when people declined my services because I always learned something new. Their feedback was particularly enlightening to me. They said, "Todd, you were very professional. You had an impressive presentation and offered a long list of unique services. But you did not take the time to listen to us and show that you cared about us." I realized that while I offered a long list of great services, I failed at one of the most basic principles of doing business. You must first build a relationship with someone before they will trust you enough to buy your product or service. From that day forward, I never failed to gain the trust and respect of an elderly home seller. My closing rate for elderly sellers was 100%. This was just one of the many lessons I learned by calling prospective clients who chose someone else instead of me. Another means to obtain reliable opinions and suggestions is to seek the advice of experts in your field. I have always made this part of my action plan in starting any new business or strategy. In preparing to launch my blog, I learned a lot of the little things about how to set up and run a blog from experts in the field. When my blog went live, I went to gain feedback from Gary Vaynerchuk, the most recognized social media expert in the country. As you can see from the image next to this post on littlethingsmatter.com, I sat down with Gary and went through my blog with him page by page to determine what refinements I can make. We took it a step further, and he reviewed all my recent posts on the Little Things Matter Facebook fan page. I was receptive to any and all pearls of wisdom he could share. It was a great experience. Here's another lesson. Based on a lifetime of experiences, one of my personal beliefs is that when someone complains about something, there are 100 other people who feel the same way, but for whatever reason, don't say anything. Think about yourself. What percentage of the time do you complain or give criticism when someone has turned you off or when a business has failed to meet your expectations? To illustrate this point, on March 3rd, over a period of 15 hours, the post titled "The 10 Ways to Be a Better Listener" was accidentally sent 3 times to my newsletter subscribers. Needless to say, I was upset and embarrassed because the error was a reflection on my brand. What was interesting was that only one person out of every 200 subscribers, or less than 0.5%, said something, and each of those were family members. One of the huge mistakes that people make when they hear feedback and criticism is they think to themselves, if only one person complained, then only one person had a bad experience. Even if it were true that only one person had a negative impression or encounter, why should you discount the feedback? If you can become a better person or make your company a better company, who cares if you heard it from one person or 101 people? Here's another lesson. Have you ever heard people say, don't listen to those who are overly critical or negative because you can't make everyone happy? I agree with the principle that you can't make everyone happy, but I also think you should still listen to the feedback despite the manner in which it was given. Could it be that this one person just didn't have the personal communication skills to give their feedback with love and grace? Even if you believe their intent was to hurt you, so what? If you can grow and learn from the experience, accept it and move on. Let me also suggest looking for subtle signs of feedback. Not only have I learned from the direct feedback I've been given, but I've also learned a lot by picking up on the little things that people say and do. Quite often, people won't give you direct feedback because their inclination is to avoid confrontation. But if you listen carefully, you can pick up on their true feelings by the things they say and do. I want to thank each of you for taking your time to listen to my podcast. I want you to know that I would really value your feedback, whether it be today, tomorrow, or any point in the future. If you ever have any suggestions or ideas about how I can improve this blog, please tell me. I want to know because more than likely there's 100 other people who feel the same way. And if you have any suggestions about how I can grow as a person or ways that I should be open to the perspective of others, please know that I'm open to that as well. In conclusion, I want to challenge you to look at feedback and criticism differently. Rather than trying to run from it, seek it out. Be hungry for it, because only then can you really refine what you're doing and improve. If you show your appreciation to those who take the time to offer you feedback, people will become even more comfortable in helping you develop personally and professionally. And remember, what may be logical to you may not be logical to others.